SOP 219. Today I'm talking about my new Windows computer, and you thought a Mac was going to be expensive. Guess what? And I've got a new book I'm working on, and I'd like your help.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
All right, welcome to the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. I am your host, Dave Jackson, your personal podcast coach. Thanking you very much for tuning in. I really do appreciate you giving me your attention for just a little bit. If you'd like to learn more about the School of Podcasting, our website is schoolofpodcasting.com. Everything we talk about, you can find at shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments. It's 888-563-3228. That's 888-563-3228. That's courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. You can email me, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. And again, you can leave a comment out of the show notes. You can also subscribe to this podcast in iTunes by simply going to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes. Well, I got a new computer. I wanted to get a Mac, but literally got a computer for half the price of a Mac. It's running Windows 7 Home. I got it from Dell. My old computer was a Dell. I had it for many, many, many years. And it finally just had some issues, and I went, you know, it's time to upgrade. And I did, and I'm happy with it. I'm happy with Dell's customer service. Everything's working fine. What I'm not happy with is Windows 7. And this is something I've known about for years. It just didn't affect me. And that was, I'm half tempted to throw my old sound card into this computer to see if it would work. It probably wouldn't, because as I'm finding out, a lot of things don't work with Windows 7. But Tim Dewey of the Sled Dog Podcast at sleddogpodcast.com told me a while back, and that is computers can no longer record what used to be called the wave out mix, which is basically whatever you heard the speakers, you could record. Now, this was partly due, thank you, to the recording industry, because people could basically stream internet radio and record it. Now, to that I want to go, yeah, but it was a stream. It wasn't like it was CD quality, but nonetheless, my new machine, I cannot record the wave out mix. And I do a show about different shows and I take clips of audio from YouTube and things like that. That no longer works. I'll tell you my workaround for that. One of the reasons why I didn't buy a Mac is I'm like, well, all my software is already on a PC format. And yes, you can run PC on a Mac, but I just went, you know what, I'm just going to go with a Dell. The biggest thing was I had an old credit account with Dell, and basically they could give me a computer without paying for it in cash. So it's going to be even more expensive because I'll have to pay interest on it, but nonetheless. And I went to load, I use a couple different software programs. I used to use Acoustica Mixcraft, and to make a long story short with that, I didn't have the latest version downloaded. Apparently, I installed it and then deleted it. I loaded Audacity. That worked okay. Audacity is free. But basically, I went to load Sony SoundForge, which I believe was 8. Great audio editing software if you want to take out ums and you-knows and things like that. That, in a nutshell, won't work because it needs to run something like Microsoft NetFrame 1.1. Well, 1.1 won't work. I'm still working on that because there's an updated version of Microsoft NetFrame or whatever it is. I'm not sure my software will work with the updated version of that. You know what I mean? I'm not going to go into the boring details. But basically, SoundForge, I couldn't get it to load. And so what I'm using today is a free piece of software. I started to use Audacity on my laptop. And I've had a lot of people tell me they have no problems with Audacity. I did back in the day, but I've had a lot of people tell me, no, it's more stable. It's really not that bad. And yeah, it crashed on me. So if you use Audacity, I say you can, because I've used Audacity in the past to put things together. Save frequently. Save frequently, and it's fine. But I did find another free piece of software, and this is from Sony. It's called Sony Acid, what's it called? Express. Sony Acid Express. And if I was them, I'd get a new name. Why would you name anything Acid while there are still people from the 60s on the planet? But nonetheless, that's what I'm actually recording into now as we speak. And it seems to work fine. And I'm actually going to switch. I've been for years, I've used Mixcraft from Acoustica. And it's now up to $74. And really, they're going after a program called Pro Tools. It's really designed for musicians to do multi-track recording. I love their version 2.5. That was giving me fits on my laptop. And so I switched to Sony Acid, and I actually will be upgrading to Sony Acid 7 when payday rolls around. And that is because all I'm looking for in a multi-track recorder is basically the ability to add inline effects. Now, right now, I'm actually running through a noise gate and a compressor with my microphone because I'm using an Audio Technica 3035 microphone. It picks up a lot of background noise. You kind of hear a little bit of, if I do one of these, it picks up a lot of room noise. And plus, it would pick up the air conditioner and the fan and things like that. Usually, I use a Shure SM58. Today, I'm using this microphone because it was handy. But I plan on going to Sony Acid 7 because, number one, it's only $54. It's really powerful software, and it allows me to add built-in inline effects, which is what I'm looking for. So I can add a compressor to my microphone as I record it in the software. I could add a noise gate in the software on each track, things of that nature. So if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, I am slowly getting ramped up on Sony Acid. And all I want to do is I want to be able to fade things out easily, which is phenomenal, things like that. So I have switched programs, and that's going to run me $54. I'm not sure. Oh, PaintShop Pro. I was running PaintShop Pro 10. That kind of works, but it freaks out Windows every time I use that. That's what I used to do on my album art. So I'll be upgrading to the latest version of that. And Sony SoundForge, I think, is like $60-$70. So luckily, I only use SoundForge to, if I have a really bad audio problem or if I want to edit out ums and yous or make clips, things like that, I do that in Sony SoundForge. And I also looked at, there's a program called WavePad. They have a, let me get my notes here. They have a program that's multi-track as well called MixPad. It's $70, where Acoustica Mixcraft is $74, Sony Acid 54. So that's my new choice. So the podcast will probably be a little more regular. You wonder why I've been kind of dropping off. It's because basically my computer would stay on for about 7 minutes and quit. And I really, really, really hated doing podcasts on my laptop. Just wasn't a lot of fun. Last up here, I wanted to let you know I've been, it was funny because as I'm reorganizing my computer files, I have started writing a podcast book apparently about 4 different times, which is good. I'm going to combine some of that. Some of that is still good. But what I'm doing is the School of Podcasting is still going strong. And if you want to sign up for a free webinar, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/webinars. We have one coming up this Thursday at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And I am starting a new website because I realize some people that listen to this podcast already have a podcast and they've already got their background music and they've already got their blogs and they've already got their theme and they've already, you know, they're kind of set. They're up and going and they're thinking, you know, the School of Podcasting isn't for me, even though technically it is. There's probably some things you could learn. But nonetheless, some people are more interested. I want to take my podcast to the next level. More importantly, I want to start making money with my podcast. And some people are really interested in that, and some people just could care less. I'm having fun with my podcast, and you know what? You're both right. But for those people that want to start making money with their podcast, I have a new website. I'm writing a book. And you can find it at morepodcastmoney.com. And when you go there, the site's probably going to look a little undone because it's undone. I'm looking for 50 people. Here's what I'm doing. I'm writing about how podcasters can use their community. And if you're a member of the School of Podcasting, you know that I am the king of typos, if you've ever seen my show notes. You can't proofread your own stuff. So what I'm doing is I'm giving you this book. It's $15, a one-time fee that also gets you a membership into more podcast money. And you will get six, right now it's six different sections of the book as they are ready. Your goal is to read it, and then there will be a feedback form that you can go to and say, I like this part. I thought this was a little confusing. I'm surprised you didn't mention blah, blah, blah. If you comment on all six parts of the book, when I publish the book, you will be mentioned in the book. Your name, the name of your podcast, and your website will be in the book in a special thank you section at the beginning of the book. So it's, and this is going to be, I haven't figured out, I'm reading a book. In fact, let me grab it. I'll give Mark a little book, a little plug here. The Fine Print of Self-Publishing by Mark Levine. Great book. I am on page 22 and already I'm like, whoa. Because I want to write a book. One of the things that makes you, one of the great side effects of a podcast is you're seen as an expert, whatever you start your podcast on. Tim Dewey is a master sled dog musher. Why? Because he has a podcast. At least he sounds like it. He may not be. I think he is. He's a great guy. But one of the other things that can make you look as an expert, especially if you want to monetize your podcast by getting speaking gigs, is to have a book. And Mike Stewart, another membership site I'm a member of, $2 Themes, I'll have a link to that on the website. Not only does it give you great theme music to run in the background, like the little transition we had a minute ago, and that was from Mike, and he gives you five different tunes a month for $10. But he also gives you tutorials, and he showed how he wrote a book in a weekend, and he didn't type a thing. And that's when I went, okay, I'm writing a book. And I have about 80% of it done. And again, if you want to copy this, morepodcastmoney.com, sign up, $15. You'll get, what will happen is you'll sign up for the site, that'll get you on that. And then you'll also get a confirmation to be on the newsletter list of that, which is where you'll then get the, section 2, section 3, section 4 with a link to the feedback form. So if you're interested in that, I'm always amazed when I talk to people who are making no money at their podcast, because there are ways, without waiting for somebody to write you a check as a sponsor, you can make money with your podcast. And that's what this book is going to be about. Eventually, when the book is done, it will be available at the School of Podcasting for free. So the School of Podcasting is my main hub, as always. Morepodcastmoney.com will be kind of a spinoff, kind of like the Jeffersons spinning off from All in the Family, or Joni Loves Chachi, that spun off from Happy Days, and Mork from Ork, which also spun off from Happy Days. And that's it. I'm dating myself. I'm trying to think of a new show that spun off into something, and the only thing it spun off is CSI Miami and CSI New York and CSI, Poughkeepsie or whatever. So that's going to do it. If you're ready to start a podcast, if you're ready to start planning a podcast, we cover everything from planning your podcast to producing it to promoting it, recording it, all that. SchoolofPodcasting.com, step-by-step tutorials that you can take on your own time at any place you have a connection to the internet. Walk through the tutorials. I show you exactly how to use Audacity, and hopefully it works better for you than it did for me. I'm going to have new tutorials on Sony Acid, because this is free and a lot of people like free. And like I said, Audacity, I know a lot of people have no problem with it. Maybe it's just my computer. Who knows? But I've got things on Audacity, and also I still have tutorials on PodProducer. But PodProducer uses the Waveout Mix. And I'm like going, that poor guy's got to be sweating, because his software is slowly becoming extinct. Oh, speaking of that, the one other thing here, as I look down my notes. So, Dave, you can't record the Waveout Mix. How are you going to record clips? Well, coming in July, which is right around the corner, Zoom, who makes the Zoom H2 and the Zoom H4 and the H4N, is coming out with a recorder with a line input, which is really all you need, because if you're like right now, I'm running out of my mixer into the line input of my computer. I'm actually not recording into a digital recorder, which I usually do, but because my computer now is so quiet, I don't have to do that. But it's a Zoom H1. It's going to be $100. So in the future, to get clips off my computer, I will probably just put them into, rather than buy another computer. Now, I could put them into my laptop. I might do that. But the Zoom H1 is a portable recorder. It's got built-in microphones. It's got a line input. And looks pretty interesting. So I'll be talking about that in the future. And it's, I don't want to say only $100, but compared to other ones that are $600, $100 is not bad. So that is how I'm going to be in the future getting clips off my new computer as I can't record the Wave Out mix. So that's going to do it. Again, if you want to start a podcast, schoolofpodcasting.com. If you'd like to email me, I would love to hear from you. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com, 888-563-3228, or leave a comment out of the blog. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. If you like this episode, want to subscribe, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, and you can follow me on Twitter @learntopodcast. So that's going to do it. Until next week, class is dismissed.